Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, my name is Thomas Van Zandt. I'm a political science major here at Houston Baptist University. I'm in my third year, so I'm a junior right now, but I'm involved all across campus. I currently serve as the president of the student government, and what we're able to do with that is just take what the students give us, the information, the complaints, the suggestions, and everything that they have for the university, and we take that and we approach it to the administration. I really like serving in that role because I think that it helps me just serve the student body in a way that applies both to myself and helps me grow, but helps the student body as well. I'm an RA on campus, so I live in the HODO building, and I'm responsible for a floor on that building, floor number 3. So I have about 30 guys that I get to work with and just try and get to know and develop throughout their time here at college. I was attracted to HBU first off because of the Honors College. It's a program that applied very well to me because I was homeschooled growing up. I was homeschooled throughout all of my schooling before I came to college, and so I was a little bit concerned about what college might look like for someone who had never actually stepped foot in a classroom. The Honors College is a program that enables us to have open discussion. We read a text and then talk about it, and we discuss amongst our peers in a Socratic-style discussion. It's led by faculty that want to encourage that kind of thinking. They encourage you to think critically and philosophically. They want you to develop as a thinker, as a speaker, as a writer, and it's all type of skills that, coming from a homeschool background, I felt that I needed to focus on. It was something that could be honed in because we have small classes of no more than 12 or maybe 15 at the most. That is comfortable, you get to know your classmates throughout the entire semester. That's just part of the reason that I love HBU in general, is just the class size is something that is so easy to become accustomed to. You know your professors personally, you have office hours with them, they're completely available to you as a student. That's just not the kind of thing that you get at a large university. Because of that homeschool background, HBU has become the perfect fit for me here. I'm involved in several other organizations. Not only an RA and in the student government, but I work on the mock trial team. I'm a witness and a closing attorney on the defense. It's something that has been pushing me to really develop a career that I want to be in the legal field. As a political science degree, I want to be able to push that way towards a law degree in my future. And then ultimately, my final goal would be to serve in Congress. It's a big goal, but going through law school is something that can help me get there, and mock trial right now is fully developing me in that area.
That is the most articulate introduction I've ever heard anybody give your age, and I want to just commend you right now. There's no doubt you're going to be in the U.S. Congress. There's no doubt that your dreams that you're thinking about, you will achieve, and I'll tell you why. It's because you can tell that you're a thinker. And God bless your mom and dad, because they must be incredible people, or you wouldn't be like you are. And this, the homeschoolers of America are exploding in growth. The post-pandemic has caused their growth exponential to even get greater. And unfortunately, the bizarre agenda of so many in the NEA has just caused a lot of parents to check out, say, we're not gonna subscribe to that agenda for our children. So kudos to you, man. We are thrilled that you're here. Golly, you said so much. Now, as I think about you, I just wonder, tell me about your mom and dad. They must be amazing.
They are, and I really am eternally grateful for what they've been able to give for their children and sacrifice. My mom graduated from college with a degree in education and then worked in the school system for a number of years, realized that that's not really the way that she wanted her children to go through school. And so when she had this, you know, this level of education that she could help us reach our goals just by herself, and I understand that it's a tough things set out for her. But, you know, my dad was working full-time and able to provide for us. And she just focused on us at home, and she drove home. One of the biggest things was speech communication, because she realized that.
Well, she did a touchdown there. Go ahead.
But she actually taught that for a number of years in school, was this speech communication, and she taught government. And so that, those were the things that really got me interested in those two areas, and now I'm trying to put them into practice.
You know, as you were speaking in that introduction, I just listened to you, and I thought, this guy is a great speaker. I love communicators, and there's a difference between preaching and communicating. Most preachers need to learn how to communicate. You communicate. Now, so do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister. She is a music composition major. She graduated from Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And now she is actually working on sets of films as sound producer and stuff like that.
Cool.
With them. And then I have a younger brother who's currently studying hotel and restaurant management.
Explain the when you came, you said you picked HBU, and it was the Honors College that predisposed you to HBU selection?
Well, there were a number of things.
Okay, tell me what they were.
Yeah, so the Honors College is a giant one. Also, I had many friends who were homeschooled that had come through this program as well. And so just the incentive of being able to be in a situation that they had succeeded in or were succeeding in was huge for me, because I was seeing that as a viable option for me. It was local. It was small. With the small classes that I was looking for, I was worried that going to a large university would throw me off of my game, because mm-hmm. sitting in a class of 400, 500 people
sure.
with a professor that you'll never know
right.
was not enticing to me. And so I was focused on small universities, and HBU was the primary one.
So we have people listening who hear Honors College, and they don't really have a clue what we're saying by that.
Right.
You know, maybe they're thinking, well, this is some kind of academic merit group, constituent group. Explain what the Honors College is. I think it's just absolutely fascinating. No wonder it's so effective, but explain what it is and what your curriculum is, mentorship, et cetera.
So the Honors College is a curriculum where we study, basically starting in ancient Greece, the history of the Western world. It moves forward from starting with the Iliad and Odyssey, and all the way up through some of the most recent books we read were Martin Luther King Jr. And so it takes you on this journey of philosophy, history, government, ethics, and religion, and you sit together as a group, as a class. It's usually about 12 people, and you read this book, and then you talk about it for 2 hours.
My son did his PhD in England, and I went over to London with him several times. This is very British.
Yes.
In America, we take a test and then forget everything. And in England, you learn something. Mm-hmm. Not everybody forgets, but you know what I mean.
And it helps push us to see things that are interesting in the text. Instead of having someone just stand up there and talk to you about it for an hour or two, and then hopefully you walked away with some good notes about it, this actually is like, it's your notes on it. It's not somebody else's opinion on the text. It's yours, and it's your classmates. And sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes you walk away with the wrong opinions. You still went through the process of formulating it, and you have a reasonable defense for it because it was a critical thinking skill.
So let's talk about the text. So Homer's Iliad, I get. Give me the other books that you're going through.
Well, I mean, we move through probably at least 60 books throughout the course of the whole thing.
And 60 books over what period of time?
Extending from the Iliad all the way up until
about 2 years,
40 years ago.
2 years, 3 years? I mean, is it a 2-year or 3-year term at the Honors College?
Oh, it's a 3-year program here at the Honors College.
Three years, okay. So what? Give me some of the others in that 60 collection.
I mean, some of the more famous ones would be Shakespeare, Tolstoy, Augustine. We'll hear from Copernicus and Galileo as to actual like science realms. And then modern day, where we have Churchill, C.S. Lewis, and Martin Luther King.
And so as you, in a Socratic fashion, discuss the text, interrogate and comment to one another, What is the mentorship component added to the Honors College?
Well, the mentorship component really just tailors it to what you need. There are some people that will come into the Honors College as an English major, and so, or a writing major. And so when they're doing a test in the Honors College that's a writing-focused essay, it's going to be much simpler for them, whereas sure. You're going to have a science major who does not want to write the essay. You know, it's going to be more of a burden on someone with that major. And so the mentorship program helps the faculty really tailor the program to what you need, what you want to write about, what you want to talk about. And they meet with you and, I mean, they discuss your well-being. How is campus life? What are you doing with your other activities on campus? They just become a part of your campus life as well.
Now, and your mentor is?
Dr. Gary Hartenberg.
Okay, so tell me, Dr. Hartenberg, excellent man. Tell me how Dr. Hartenberg, as a faculty member in the Honors College, interfaces with Thomas Van Zandt, and what kind of impact is he making on you?
Dr. Hartenberg really instilled in me a desire to learn more about philosophy.
Excellent.
It was something that coming into college, I had no idea what that meant. You could have told me, maybe I might have been able to tell you who some philosophers were, but I didn't know what that entailed. I didn't know what they wanted to talk about, what they studied. They talk about everything from science to government policies, all under the context of philosophy. And so being able to apply philosophy to other texts that I read as a political science student is the biggest contribution that Dr. Hartenberg has been able to give me, is just this desire to ask questions. And that's what philosophers do, is they're not satisfied with that. And so the ability to ask questions has been something that was really instilled in me by Dr. Hartenberg.
You know, Best Schools recognizes the 50 most influential living philosophers. And they're not all pagans on that list. Mm-hmm. William Lane Craig, J.P. Moreland, there's several that are believers. This area of philosophy, learning how to think, learning how to challenge. You mentioned two keywords, critical thinking. Now, my wife and I have had a real preoccupation with those two words, because critical thinking is desperately needed. And when you add Christian critical thinking to it, you take it to a whole new level. Tell me about the critical thinking component and what they're conveying to you, HBU Honors College, in that regard.
I would say a large part of critical thinking is doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A vast majority of today's society is willing to read a headline and make an opinion. Martin Luther King Jr. referred to this as being either tough-minded or soft-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So he talks about the tough-minded person is the person that identifies and listens to the problem, listens to every single aspect of it, studies it, researches it, and then reaches their conclusion. The soft-minded person is the kind of person that, in his fight against racism, is prejudiced. They prejudge someone, in this instance, based on something that is not founded. And so the idea of critical thinking is just actually being able to listen to everything, which involves finding everything sometimes, and then reaching your conclusion in a logical fashion instead of just seeing an outcome and then making your conclusion based on like a headline in today's news.
So important. You know, you also brought up something that's vanishing today, is the word reading. I am shocked because of this little crazy device right here. Yeah. How many people do not read an entire book through. And what I love about the Honors College is you're having to read 60 books. I love reading. I love to go from one book to another, two books at a time, whatever. Are you going to continue this kind of regimen of reading as you leave the Honors College?
I think you have to. Once you realize that there's this much information out there and that there are so many people out there that know so much more about things than you do, I don't think that you can just go back to being satisfied with a newspaper or something like that to get all of your information from. And so when I have, I'm keeping almost all of my Honors College books, as many as I can financially afford to keep, they're going to be staying in my library, because not only are they just reminders of what I learned, but they're references. I can pull them back out again. If I want to understand what Plato would have said about one thing, I can. And so I think that there's this really big benefit about continuing to reread texts, but also just find new ones. There are a lot of really, really powerful texts out there that people aren't aware of simply because they're not looking for them.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21 years of age. So you're going to graduate in a year or so. What's next step? Graduate school?
I certainly want to go to graduate school. My goal is to go through with my career, which I want to be serving in Congress, and then be able to retire and teach as a professor at a college. And so my goal is to go through with a graduate degree, preferably a law degree, to get that.
You know, at 21, you already know what career you're going to do. That's stunning to me, because yes, most college seniors, what are you going to do? And they say, I don't know. And I don't mean this discriminatingly, but I knew what I was going to do when I was 17 years of age. And when I was 26, I was married with kids and lived in a house and the whole bit. Right. I think that the aspect of your homeschooling environment that segued you to the Honors College really gave you an optimum opportunity. Now, you see the political bloodbath going on. I was with Jay Sekulow the other day, one of the president's attorney, and we spent some time, and he was telling me about all the challenges, you know? And it was quite a story to hear, to be honest with you. Are you ready for that formidable battle, and what's going to help Thomas Van Zandt when they start attacking you like predictably they will for the values you stand for?
I think that actually HBU will be playing a crucial role in how I can defend myself in some way. Because politics is a messy battlefield, and it's always frustrating. When I see it, I always get annoyed that that's what I chose to do. Because the reality is that's not the kind of fight that I want to have with people, and that's not what I want to go through, and it's not what I would want anybody else to go through. The muddy battle that it can be is just annoying to me. But Houston Baptist University is such a diverse university, just because it's located in Houston, but we're a minority serving university. And so it's given me a perspective that I'm not gonna get at a lot of different colleges.
No.
It's given me a perspective that if I want to know what a certain type of person or a certain person in this situation, financially or racially in this situation, would think of this, like any example that I give in modern day politics, what they would think of that, I can ask them. I can go up and I can find somebody that would line up with that viewpoint, and I can ask them, hey, what do you believe about this? Why do you believe that? And here at HBU, because I know them, I'm friends with them if I'm asking them that question, and they'll give me the answer. And so I'm preparing myself for a future political world, because HBU is so politically diverse. And it's just enabled me to have these conversations that I would not be able to have in most places.
I totally agree. Totally agree, Thomas. And we need men like you and women, the same values in political life now more than ever. It's just that you've got to be tough. You got to be tough, because you're going into an incredible war. You'll be able to do it, and good wars are worth fighting. I want you just to look in that camera. We've got some other homeschooling students and others that they've heard about HBU, and they're comparing it to some other university. Would you just tell them why you think they ought to make HBU their choice, or the Honors College, if you want to be more particular about why they should make that their choice?
So if you're homeschooled and you're considering HBU, this is definitely the school for you. Particularly, I will touch on the Honors College because it's affected me in a way that I could not have predicted coming into it. And it affected me because I had somebody come up to me and tell me, this is where you should go. This is what you should be interested in because this applies so directly to what you're trying to do. I mean, they give you these critical thinking skills. They give you the ability to talk and to get to know people in a very, very relaxed, but yet pressured situation where you are asked for your opinions. It's an environment that allows you to learn to your ability, and that matches a homeschooled level in almost every way. It helps you grow without pushing you too far, but it also keeps your circle very, very close to what you'll be having if you were homeschooled. The idea of HBU is that we have small classes, we have professors that get to know you and care about you. One of my professors came up to me the other day and they just checked in on me and they were like, are you doing okay? I know you're doing this stuff on campus. It's getting really, really busy. Are you doing okay? How can I help? You don't get that anywhere else. And if you're homeschooled, that's the kind of environment that you're looking for.
Thomas Van Zandt gives me hope about America and where we're going tomorrow and the day after that and the year after that. It's the very reason that we ask people to get behind the vision of HBU. And guess how people do that? They do that through praying, and then they do that through giving. And the 152-acre campus that we have on off Southwest Traffic Way was basically pasture ground where a few men and women stood and said, we will sign a personal guarantee to the mortgage of Houston Baptist College. Among them was Stuart Morris. They put their entire financial life on the line to make this place happen. Here we are, fast forward 60 years later, and guess what? Thousands and thousands of graduates. And as I listen to Thomas today, I say, wow, this is a place we need to support. You can do that online, hbu.edu/giving. Call 281-649-3222 and talk to one of our people in advancement. That's the men and women that serve here that help you steward your finances, a piece of ground, whatever, that can be given, stock that can be assigned to HBU, get rid of the capital gains. It's not only a tax deduction, but more than that, the intent of that gift helps make the next dream happen. And not long from now, we'll open a replica of what looks like Independence Hall on HBU's campus. And uniquely with it will be classrooms. And they'll actually take that facility and teach constitutional law. Doesn't that sound like a good idea in America where we're trying to redefine everything? Go back to what the Constitution says. Houston Baptist University is not vacillating, is not trying to reinvent itself into a new thing. Its convictions are sure. Its modality is very progressive, but its convictions do not change. You can be a part of that vision. Again, HBU Giving, 281-649-3222. Thomas, thanks so much, man. I'm really excited, okay? When you want to go to Washington or do something, you call me, and I'm going to make a few calls and help you, okay?
I absolutely will.
Okay, brother. Very good. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.